World Glaucoma Week is running from the 9th to the 15th of March, and it unites health organisations and charities worldwide to raise awareness about glaucoma. This year, Glaucoma UK is encouraging people to prioritise their eye health by booking an eye test, learning more about the disease or spreading the word. And World Glaucoma Week coincides with several religious and cultural celebrations currently taking place, including Ramadan, Mohalla and St Patrick's Day. Times when families, friends and communities come together for prayers, feasts and social activities. And Glaucoma UK hopes these gatherings can spark conversations about eye health, as a simple chat could encourage someone to book a sight-saving eye test. And to talk about glaucoma and the importance of having conversations about your eye health, we're joined today by Robin Asprey. Robin is Development Manager at Glaucoma UK. So thanks very much for joining me. Talk a little bit about Glaucoma UK then, please, and also the work you do there.
Hiya, thanks ever so much for having us. Yeah, so Glaucoma UK are the only glaucoma-specific charity in the UK. And we have, you know, a really simple, in theory, mission, which is to end preventable sight loss from glaucoma. And there's loads of different ways that we do that. The first is through activities like this, where we're raising awareness of glaucoma with the general public. Not everybody's heard of the disease. Not everybody who has heard of it kind of really knows or understands what it is. So we want to get more people talking about glaucoma. We also provide support to people who have a glaucoma diagnosis. We've got a helpline, a website, booklets, leaflets, all of those kind of support services. So if you do have glaucoma and you'd like some help, please do get in touch. We also fund research into glaucoma, particularly around care that's provided, treatment options, diagnosis, and perhaps one day, you know, an all-elusive cure for glaucoma. And the last bit of work that we do is really around influencing and policy. We speak to an awful lot of people who are in the healthcare system receiving care for glaucoma, and we want to make that the best experience and with the best outcomes that it possibly can be.
Now, it is one of the better known eye conditions, but for anyone that hasn't heard of it, what is glaucoma and who exactly is affected by the disease?
Yeah, so glaucoma is actually a group of eye diseases rather than one specific thing, but usually it's kind of identified through damage to the optic nerve, which has been caused by high pressure within the eye itself. So the optic nerve is the part of the eye at the back that carries the information that we see with the front of the eye up to your brain so that we can make sense of what we're seeing, essentially. And when that nerve gets damaged, that is glaucoma. Usually it affects your peripheral vision first, so that's your outside vision first. And that can mean that it's tricky to spot that you've got glaucoma initially, because, you know, you might still be able to do all your day-to-day activities without noticing loads of difference. But as glaucoma develops, more and more of your field of vision is affected. So sight loss from glaucoma is not reversible, but as you don't usually know that you have it initially, the best way to get it picked up is at an eye test. The earlier it's picked up, the earlier treatment can start, the better chance people have of retaining useful sight for life. It's really important just to say, yeah, anybody can get glaucoma. There are some people who are more at risk than others, but it's really important everyone gets their eyes tested, because anyone can get glaucoma.
Definitely. Who would be the high-risk groups then?
Yeah, so there are lots and lots of different high-risk groups. Glaucoma gets more prevalent as people get older. Although there are childhood glaucomas, the chances of getting glaucoma increase significantly as people get older. There are also certain ethnicities that are more prone to developing glaucoma. So the African Caribbean communities and Asian communities are more likely to develop glaucoma. We don't really know why that is, but there is definitely higher prevalence within those groups. And glaucoma is really, really hereditary. So one of those things that we're talking about at the moment is kind of as we're coming together as a family, making sure we're talking about glaucoma, because we hear from an awful lot of people who say, oh, yeah, well, I know my mum had something wrong with her eyes, but I don't know if it was glaucoma. I don't know what it was. And they aren't aware that they're at an increased risk because their parents have had glaucoma or it's in the family. So people are up to 10 times more likely to develop glaucoma if they've got a parent, sibling or child with the disease.
What can we do then to reduce the risk?
In terms of reducing the risk of getting glaucoma, there isn't really anything that we can do. If people are going to get glaucoma, they're going to get it, unfortunately. What we can reduce the risk of, though, is losing a significant amount of vision from glaucoma. If people are really proactive, they're getting their eyes tested every couple of years. in an eye test, we spot some of the early signs that we can detect much earlier than noticing changes to vision and get treatment started, we can really, really significantly reduce the risk of people losing vision from glaucoma. So that's the key message, being proactive about going and getting your eyes tested so that, you know, people can retain useful sight for life, even if they do develop glaucoma.
And Robin, can you talk about Glaucoma UK's helpline and the support it can offer?
Yeah, so access to our helpline is either via phone or by email, and they can support you with anything to do with glaucoma. Obviously, they are not a hospital service. They haven't got access to your hospital notes and things, so they're not going to be able to, you know, give very, very detailed, specific to you medical information, but they help with a whole host of things. So we often hear from people who have been recently diagnosed and don't really understand what the diagnosis means. They can help to explain that. We hear from lots of people who are having their glaucoma treated with eye drops and they're having difficulties using their drops. So we can talk through different techniques, or people are having side effects. So we can talk about different conversations we can have with your health professionals to try and overcome some of those. Sometimes people call us when they've had a diagnosis, they're worried about driving. What does a glaucoma diagnosis mean for driving? So we can talk them through the process of notifying the DVLA, having sight tests done to check safety for driving. And we also speak to a lot of carers of people with glaucoma who might be a little bit unsure about how to best provide care. And we can talk them through, you know, tips and tricks for providing the best support.
Are there any symptoms or early signs?
Yeah, so I said at the beginning that glaucoma is actually kind of a group of eye disease, and the vast majority of them don't have any symptoms. The only way that we will tell is by going and getting your eyes tested. There is a type of glaucoma that can come on very quickly. Most glaucoma progresses very, very slowly, but some forms of glaucoma can come on very quickly, and that's because the pressure in the eye goes up very quickly. That can cause people to have very severe headaches, feel a bit nauseous, see halos around light, and it causes quite a lot of pain. And that is a medical emergency. We would urge anyone to go to A&E or eye casualty if they're experiencing those symptoms.
And I mentioned in the introduction as well, Robin, the message this year about the importance of talking with family and loved ones. Why is that so important as well?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, if you've got glaucoma, please tell your family so that they know that they're at higher risk. It is hereditary, so having that conversation is really, really important. And also, lots of people don't know about glaucoma. They might have heard of the word, but they wouldn't know necessarily that you can only pick it up through your eye test. So the more we can get that information out there, the more people can be proactive, not waiting until they've got changes to their vision before they go and get their eye test. The earlier we can catch it and the earlier treatment can start. And then, you know, ultimately, it's so important because it could save your vision.
I'm guessing the reason we're talking it up here is because people maybe find it hard to do so. How could you start the conversation off?
Yeah, so for our campaign this year for World Glaucoma Week, we've come up with four key questions that people can just ask when they're kind of chatting to their family and their friends. So, you know, when was your last eye test? So many people don't go for them routinely. Have you heard of glaucoma? Did you know that glaucoma can run in families? And also, you know, are you familiar with the rules around driving and glaucoma in the UK? So four questions that people can ask. We've got some resources on our website that gives a little bit of information about these four questions as well, so that if you're starting that conversation, you can give some info at the same time rather than just posing the question. But anything you can do to start a conversation about looking after your eyes, about glaucoma, we would really encourage everybody to do that.
And how can we reach the helpline?
So, as I said, helpline's available on the phone or via email. The phone number is 01233648170. That's open Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 5. Or you can email helpline@glaucoma.uk.
And World Glaucoma Week runs until the 15th of March. If anyone wants to find out more about Glaucoma UK, how can they do so, Robin?
The easiest way is probably to either call our helpline or to head to our website, which is glaucoma.uk.
Fantastic. Robin Asprey, Development Manager at Glaucoma UK. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.